Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today is Friday, January 27th. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. Employees of Goodyear are waiting to find out what's next as the Akron-based tire and rubber company is rumored to be announcing restructuring actions today. There's no official word on what that means, if it means layoffs or what facilities might be affected. Goodyear employs about 72,000 people worldwide. Five fired Memphis police officers were charged yesterday with murder and other crimes in the killing of Tyree Nichols, a black motorist who died 3 days after a confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop. The officers, who are all black, each face multiple charges as the DA decided they were all responsible in some way. Video of the traffic stop will be released later today. Chipotle is looking to hire 15,000 restaurant workers across the U.S. ahead of spring. Their highest demand is from March to May, and the company says it needs more employees for their busiest time of the year. Donovan Mitchell of the Cavs is an all-star. He was officially voted in as one of the starters for next month's NBA All-Star Game. It is his fourth All-Star selection. The other three was when he was with Utah, and he's the first Cleveland player to be chosen as a starter since LeBron back in 2018. Mitchell sat out of last night's Cavs game, but they really didn't need him. Cavs over the Houston Rockets, 113-95. They will play in Oklahoma City tonight, tip off at 8 p.m. Some light flurries this morning. We're going to see some of that throughout the day and tonight. It's going to be cold. We'll be in the 30s today. That's what's trending on Q104.
Waking you up every morning. I said, waking you up!
I'm up.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. All the entertainment news you can handle right now. Morgan has a Hollywood dirt sheet.
John Mayer is heading out for a solo tour. This is the first time that he's going on the road solo ever. The 19-date North American tour will feature old and new songs that will be a combo of acoustic, electric, and piano. Tickets go on sale Friday, February 3rd at 9 a.m. local time with a pre-sale launch on Wednesday, February 1st. And he is coming here to Cleveland. He'll be in the land at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on March 25th. Britney Spears asks her fans to respect her privacy after they called the cops. Britney Spears is asking her fans for privacy. The police were called to her house for a wellness check after she deleted her Instagram account, phoned in by fans. Britney Spears did not take too kindly about that. She posted a statement on her Instagram saying, "This felt like I was being gaslit and bullied. Once the incident made it to the news and being portrayed once again in a poor and unfair light by the media. During this time in my life, I truly hope the public and my fans, who I care so much about, can respect my privacy moving forward. All the love, B."
I don't know if Britney knows. I don't mean to come down on Britney and make it sound like I'm coming down on Britney. But does she know that you can just delete the app from her phone?
If she, I don't know.
If she feels overwhelmed by social media, just delete the app. Stop deleting your entire Instagram account.
Exactly. In movie news, Avatar 2 has now officially passed Avengers and is the fifth biggest movie ever. The sequel has earned over $2 billion at the global box office so far. It's now only behind the original Avatar, Avengers Endgame, Titanic, and Star Wars The Force Awakens. Here's what we can watch on TV tonight. Shark Tank in 2020 is on ABC. Friday Night SmackDown is on Fox. Below Deck is on Bravo. And The Real Friends of WeHo is on MTV. Anything else you need, Hollywood and more, always up at Q104.com. You can get it there and always on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.